We know very little about relapsing Ebola at this point because this is very much frontier science. Scientists were baffled when they saw Pauline Kaffergi go back into treatment again because it was 10 months after she'd recovered from the Ebola virus. Now, doctors in the field in Sierra Leone are saying this was not an isolated case, or it may not have been an isolated case. They say there have been a number of mysterious deaths in Ebola clinics among survivors who have left the clinics and then come back complaining of various symptoms, from respiratory problems to Ebola symptoms again to severe constipation, and a handful of them have died. For the 17,000 Ebola survivors across West Africa, this is devastating news. Not only have they had to live with stigmatization and marginalization for months, now people are accusing them of potentially harboring a virus and infecting other people. So some of them say that they've been called names by their neighbors, told not to go into school, or told to stay away from work because of this fear factor. These countries were just beginning to think we're out of the woods now. Guinea is the only one with active transmission at the moment. But now it seems that their weak medical systems will have to be coping with the after effects of Ebola for months to come. Remember, these are very complicated symptoms that people will experience after Ebola. We're talking about detecting a virus, sometimes in remote parts of the body, such as the eye or the spinal fluid. What are the chances that a doctor in rural Liberia is going to be able to diagnose that in a patient?